The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to The Musketeers. I'm Frances, and I'm here on my own today. But today we're going to be interviewing Jane Henderson from the Community House of Motueka. But first, we have a song from Don McGlashan and the Seven Sisters, Bathe in the Water, which was made famous by Holly Smith.
Like a bird through prison bars, I'm escaping. And behind me on a long highway lies all that I've forsaken. Wide river flow.
And that was Don McGlashan and the Seven Sisters and their song Bathe in the River, made famous by Holly Smith. And Don McGlashan will be coming to the Nelson School of Music next month, but I'm afraid those tickets have all been sold out. And now here we have Jane Henderson, the manager of the Community House of Mochawaka. Welcome, Jane. Can you tell us what the Community House is about?
Yeah, sure. The Mochawaka Community House is a home to our local agencies here in Mochawaka. We've got around 14 different agencies operating out of Community House. They all provide free service to people who need help, information, support with many different things. Community House also runs a reception for most of those agencies. So if somebody's to come along and come into reception, they can ask about anything they want. They are usually seeking information and support, and we can kind of direct them to the right organisation or the right kind of help that they need.
I'd love to ask, how do you choose the right people to work with within the business you do?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. We choose them very carefully, actually, because this community house is a special place and we need people working with us, and that includes volunteers who are non-judgmental and are safe people, so they are accepting and can show empathy towards all kinds of people. We're not judgmental about who comes into the house or who accesses any of our support services, here to help whoever, anyone. So our staff need to be very understanding around that, and they need to be friendly, bubbly people. And we think that we've got a pretty good team. And our volunteers are very dedicated. They work really hard behind the scenes. Couldn't do without them. They're just amazing people who give up their time for us.
Where do you get the support people from to get the support for this place?
You mean as in the funding? Or where do we find our volunteers? Or
what? Yeah.
Okay.
Or like overall.
Overall. Quite often people come and ask if they can help and if they can volunteer for us. And we talk to them and work out if they're a good fit for Community House. Other times we will advertise for our staff members and we'll accept applications for a position, and we choose our staff members very carefully. But yeah, mainly a lot of it's word of mouth. You know, we've got a pretty good reputation in the community. We've been here for 32 years. This building itself used to be the old courthouse over in the High Street in Mochawaka. And one night they chopped it in half and put it on two big trucks and brought it over here and put it back together, and it became a community centre for the people. So yeah, it's been operating for a long time, always providing a free supportive service.
Why did you choose to take on this career?
It's a bit of a funny story, but also a wee bit of a sad story, because I was literally making my way to the hairdresser and somebody came and tapped me on the shoulder and said, Jane, you need to go over to Community House. Ray needs you. So Ray was our past manager of Community House, and she'd been here for quite a few years. So I came over and I said, you know, what do you need, Ray? And she said, well, I've been diagnosed with breast cancer and I need to have 6 months off to get some treatment for my breast cancer, and I want you to take over for me and, you know, just fill in while I'm away. And I was just like, wow, incredibly sad news obviously for me, but also I was just completely privileged to be asked. Actually, I felt really privileged, and I said, absolutely, you know, I'll jump in. I was unemployed at the time. Previous to being Community House, I was a tutor for many, many years out at Abel Tasman Educational Trust, and I had worked with Community House over the years. I had students accessing services here, so I was a little bit familiar with what Community House did, but I wasn't that familiar that I knew my way around everything. It took a few weeks to get used to it, but yeah, so that's how it grew from there. I was in reception for a while, and after Ray decided she needed to go, and she asked me to step up as manager, and so we went through that process, and I became manager back in 2022. It's a very, very busy job, and it's challenging, but it's extremely rewarding as well.
How many agencies tend to work out of the community house?
Right, well, we've got roughly around 14 different agencies, and some of them are here for more than one day a week, and others are only here for a day or a morning, and they all vary. We've got Women's Support Motueka. They're here from Monday to Friday. We've got an alcohol and other drug clinician. She works just one day a week. We've got Nelson Bay's Community Law, who offer a free legal service to the community, and they're here on a Wednesday. We've got our St. Vincent de Paul food voucher service. They are here 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they offer free food vouchers to people in need. We have Yellow Brick Road, which is supporting families towards mental wellbeing. We've got the Red Cross Op Shop, very popular op shop in Motueka. They are open Monday to Saturday, 10 till 2, and at the moment they're working extra hours to receive goods for people that have been affected by the floods. We've got the Beneficiaries and Unwaged Workers Trust that are here sometimes. We've got Multicultural Motueka, and they're here twice a week. We've got the Citizens Advice Bureau here on a Thursday morning. We've got Te Tai o Awatea, who are here on a Monday. We've got the Motueka Arts Council, and they're here on Wednesdays. And we've also got Citizens Advice, who are here on Thursdays. Oh, I'm not already sent then. Gosh, we've got a huge list anyway, and it goes on. There are others. And it's a really busy little hub. So there's something going on every day, every hour of the day actually. And on top of that, we offer the drop-in and chat service, and so people can come and have a cuppa and a chat, and we talk about what it is they're needing, and we try and refer them on to the correct agency or organisation. Or sometimes they just need a bit of a chat and a cup of tea, which is lovely, and it's nice to be able to offer that to people. We have a free community lunch once a month. That's just happened today. It's been a very busy day. We fed about 40 people today, and on top of that we sent another 20 meals down to the meals for Motueka. All those meals will go out to flood affected people. So yeah, there's lots going on.
How many people do you get in to help with the community lunch, and are they usually the same?
We have a team of volunteers, and they vary, so we don't always have the same people there. We've got a team of 5 or 6 different people who cook, and often the cooking happens the day before the lunch. And then we have a team who are serving on the day and setting up all the tables. It's a lot of work. It's several hours of work for, you know, an hour of lunch. And we've got volunteers from community. Some of them are off our own community house committee and very dedicated. We have also got a group called the Grandparents Raising Grandchildren who cook for us and actually host that lunch every now and again as well, so which is really incredibly helpful to us. Yeah, there's probably roughly around 20 people involved in getting that lunch organised, and it's usually a pretty good spread, I have to say.
I've been a couple times with my mum.
So we usually have a, you know, sometimes soup, but always a main meal and dessert. Yeah, it's pretty popular, I have to say.
It's pretty
sometimes
awesome.
It's fairly squashed in there.
Yeah. Was there anyone else who inspired you to take on this role other than the past manager?
I guess the community itself, really. Not really any one person, but I've always liked helping people and supporting people. I've always been in supportive roles in my jobs. And just knowing that I was going to be here, you know, helping people that really needed it and that appreciated it. And, yeah, that was inspirational for me.
I reckon it's about time for a little song break. What do you think about that?
Sounds good.
You want to pick?
Yeah, sure. How about, well, we bust out a bit of Elton John, Cold Heart.
Got a reason for that one?
Yeah, it's not because I've got a cold heart. Actually, I've just got a bit of a secret that I'm a bit of a on-the-side quiet line dancer, and Cold Heart is one of the songs that we line dance to, and it's pretty catchy. We love it.
That's awesome. A little bit of line dancing.
Cold, cold heart.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
How does the community house survive?
Gosh, that's a pretty good question. Well, it's pretty tough times financially for a lot of organisations at the moment, and funding is quite tight. But we are pretty lucky that we've got some really good funders. We've got lotteries funding that we do rely on, and they're very generous to us. And we're also funded by the Rata Foundation. And also we've got quite a few individual donors who support our organisation regularly, which is just amazing. We feel really privileged to have that. Also, we apply to many different funding sources, and we keep our ears open to hear about any sort of funding that's available. I spend several hours writing funding applications every week. It's just something you've got to stay on top of. We do a bit of fundraising ourselves as well. We've got a quiz night coming up at the Sprig and Fern on the 9th of September. So if you're out there and thinking, oh yeah, I could bust out a bit of a quiz team, then that is happening on the 9th of September at the Moriwaka Sprig and Fern, and all those proceeds of the quiz night, so the raffle, we've got heaps of really cool raffles. All the raffle proceeds and the entry fee proceeds go to Community House, which is amazing.
Sounds exciting.
It is.
And what other donations are you willing to take in from people?
As well as cash donations and donations into our bank account, which are amazing, we also operate a share shelf for the community. So it's a grocery item share shelf, and people can bring along unwanted items out of their pantry, or they can buy food, or they can bring stuff out of their garden, or their fruit, or anything like that. And they bring it along, and it can go on our share shelf, and people in the community can come along and take what they need and give what they can. And it operates on a trust system. We've got a shelf outside which is accessible 24/7, and we've got a shelf inside as well as a share fridge inside, fridge freezer, so we can also accept meals and frozen meat and stuff like that. And that all gets passed on by two members of the community, and it works really well. And people are very, very generous. It's quite overwhelming, the things that get donated. We also do accept bedding and clothing. We work quite closely with the Red Cross, and Red Cross have their op shop here in Community House, and things are for sale in there. But they also are very supportive of the need in our community. So if somebody is in need of bedding or clothing, then they can help with that for no charge, which is amazing. And at the moment they're working hard, as I said before, on collecting items for the flood affected families in the district, and we've had a huge amount of stuff come in, and one of our offices is just about piled high full of bedding and amazing stuff, and that's all going to get passed on.
It's been a terrible time due to the floods, but has anyone stepped up to help out?
Wow, there's been a huge response to the need in the community at the moment, with so many families displaced and also facing huge cleanup around their properties. And out there in the community, there are so many people that have stepped up. People are out there with shovels and their gumboots on and digging and clearing trees off fences and all sorts of stuff. And we hear those stories every day. Here in Community House, we've had people turning up to help with the Red Cross. So we've had some extra volunteers there helping to sort clothing and bedding and folding it all and sorting it all out. And every day somebody comes in and offers something. Just today I had a guy turn up saying, yeah, does anybody need help with anything that you can think of? Because I've got a ute and I can do stuff and I'm not working for the next week. So that kind of help has just been amazing. And that's what community does, you know. Community looks after community, and I feel pretty proud to be part of this community at the moment. You know, there's a lot of support happening out there. Yeah, people have been in and offered to take stuff to people for us. So, you know, they've driven over really grotty roads with food and clothing and bedding. And, yeah, we've been able to send stuff out to many of the flood-affected areas, which has been great. But there's also heaps of other organisations doing some really, really great mahi at the moment. And people are working together. You know, we're sending meals down to the Meals for Motueka and Friends at the high school, coordinating all that, and they're sending out lots of food and drink every day to households. Yeah, there's many other things happening. On Saturday morning, the churches have all united and they are doing a donation run at the recreation centre on Saturday morning, and people can donate goods down there, furniture or clothing, bedding, that kind of thing, and kai as well, I'm guessing. And it can be all donated there on Saturday morning, and then in the afternoon, people that have been affected by the flooding are invited to come in and take what they need. So that's just a fantastic response. So hopefully we'll be giving out as much support as we can.
This will definitely be a long-term disaster relief for a lot of people within the community. Is there anything else you'd like to add on?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think this is going to take a long time. It's not going to be a quick fix. It's going to really stretch some people's resources. I think the thing mostly that we need to just keep mindful of is that we need to just keep supporting each other and checking in with our neighbours and our friends and people we know, and, you know, making sure that everybody's okay, because once all this big sort of push to get stuff done kind of quietens down a wee bit, people will be still facing quite a lot of work ahead of them. So we need to keep supporting each other, and also encouraging people to reach out for support if you know of somebody that's struggling. You know, it's really important to encourage them to reach out and ask for help, because it is there. And come on down to Community House and just check in with us, and we can direct you to the right help and support that you need.
Well, thank you for coming on today. It was an absolute pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Frances. It's been a pleasure.
That was Jane Henderson of Community House, which is just found off of Dex Reserve Car Park. And that will be our show for today. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to our show.
We're the Musketeers.
All for one, one for all.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.